Patient's name is Bobby Dal Portivo. First name B-O-B-B-I-E, last name D-A-L-C-O-R-T-I-V-O. Date of birth is 7-3-2003. Date of service is 1-12-2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 18-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of a stuffy nose. She states that it hurts to cough. When she lies down, she does feel very nauseous, like vomiting. She feels like she's got head fog, and she's been feeling this way since yesterday. Mom does report that her and brother began having some symptoms of illness last week, and they never came to the clinic to get tested. Allergies, no drug allergies, current med, birth control, medical history denies, surgical history, tonsillectomy, social history denies, drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 126 over 77, heart rate 77, respiratory 18, temp 98.6, O2 98. She weighs 183 pounds. Physical exam general. She's alert, pleasant, cooperative, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. Her mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl. She does have some mild erythema to the posterior pharynx with no tonsillar enlargement. Bilateral tympanic membranes are intact. Neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, no lymphadenopathy. Chest S1, S2. Respirations even unlabored, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4. Extremities, normal range of motion, no edema. Neuro ANO times 4, gait steady. And her skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan. Number 1, COVID positive. Number 2, strep positive. Number 3, viral syndrome. Patient did have a flu, strep, and COVID swab done in the office. Unfortunately, she is COVID and strep positive. However, her flu is negative. I will go ahead and write a script for a Z-Pak, a Medrol dose pack, and Bromfed. She will take over-the-counter medications for symptom relief. If she has any worsening of condition, she will return to the clinic for further evaluation. She will also follow CDC guidelines regarding quarantine and isolation. Mom does agree with the plan of care, and she was given opportunity to ask questions, has none at this time.